how long does someone have to be a c- before you wouldn't f- What's the limit?
Are you asking me or you want like a general answer?
I'm asking you. Because I think the general answer is what it should be, but I mean, I want your answer.
Maybe like an hour.
Okay.
I will not clarify.
Neither will I. That's a short enough duration for you?
Yeah.
Still warm?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
That's my logic.
I think that's probably a reasonable response. You know, not saying you like would or will, but that's the time.
Yeah, exactly. That's the ideal time.
Exactly. That's all I needed to know. I think that's reasonable. You know, finally, you have a good take. You're losing it in the
camera.
I'm
going to pass out.
Welcome to episode 75 of You're Ridiculous. Woo! My name is Luke. I am one of your hosts. And with me, the barely breathing wolf.
That's me.
Last week, I will not clarify what that intro is.
They don't need to
Last
know.
Week, we talked about spring anime worth watching and that we're excited about.
Yeah.
A lot of good ones. Yeah, spring anime, not summer.
Yeah, you know, we had to clarify. Lucas was so confused.
I knew what it was. I clarified multiple times in the chat and everything. Like, yeah.
You know.
This week, though, we're finally getting around to talking about Blue Lock.
Yeah, just the first half.
Yeah, just the first core, the sports anime that Wolf and I were actually pretty excited about.
Yeah.
From, I think it was winter 2022?
I think so.
Or maybe...
Yeah, winter 2022.
Yeah, somewhere in 2022, one of the seasons.
Shared a season with Chainsaw Man.
Yeah. We're finally getting around to it. It's about time. And turns out, it's pretty good.
It slaps.
Wolf, why don't you... We'll get right into it. Why don't you tell the people what Blue Lock is?
Blue Lock,
if they don't already know.
If you didn't watch the podcast episode where we talked about it the first time, it's a soccer anime or football, if you're anywhere else in the world.
If you're wrong.
about creating Japan's next top striker. So that they can, you know... Do good things in the sports world and national champions.
Man, it must be nice to do good things.
Exactly.
If you don't know what a striker is, it's a position in football, the one who strikes the ball into the goal.
Yeah, they do the big kicks.
And by football, of course, I mean soccer. But I'm not wrong, because...
Yeah.
That's what people...
Follows our main hero, Isagi. As he becomes like the idea is that the reason Japan doesn't have any good strikers is because they don't have enough of an ego. And so they're being trained to be egoists.
And who are they being trained by? By Ego.
Yeah.
The character's name.
My man's Ego.
Yep.
He's so much of an egoist, he named it after himself.
He certainly did. What a guy.
Goals.
And what's sort of next? What is Blue Lock, the facility?
Blue Lock, the facility, is a, so there's what is it, five buildings, each with five teams, each given a letter. And it's A to Z, but the ones we focus on, our hero is in Group Z, aka he was the worst of the worst, barely made it in. and this first core basically is focused on getting through the first selection, which is basically they do a bunch of scrims against each other to the different teams to like see who gets to rank up.
Yeah, a big round robin tournament to see who gets to pass the first selection phase.
Yeah,
and well, we'll get to that. Why don't we go just sort of not episode by episode, but. Topic by topic, I guess. The beginning, everybody gets a rank.
Yep.
And Isagi's pretty low.
I think he is one above the bottom.
Right. There is one other person. And they sort of, they do a, like, sort of like a mini game within all the teams. Do you remember that? Watching? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The very first thing. Oh, my God. I think we probably talked about it a lot when we first talked about it. But there's, like, it opens with, like, Isagi. He's the main character. And then there's the other guy who, in any other sports anime, he would be the main character.
Right. Asahi, I guess, yeah, is his name.
And
they sort of buddy up a little bit.
Yeah.
But Ego puts them on a thing, and someone's being voted out right now.
Yeah, immediately.
Like, immediately we're going to kick someone out. And that's classic, like, this shit is serious.
Yep.
You know, putting everything into perspective right away. Someone's going home. And essentially the game is just keep away, but, like, reverse.
It's like dodgeball with a...
Yeah, it's dodgeball. That's better.
With soccer spin on it.
Yeah. And it's whoever has the ball at the end of the timer loses. And the way you give the ball to somebody else is you hit them with it.
Yep.
And that's pretty simple.
Yeah.
And for a while, it just kind of goes back and forth. Some characters get some ego, some don't. They have different reasons. But Isagi gets the ball. In the last 5 seconds, he nails Asahi.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He domes him. And his reasoning was like, well, you know, to be the best, I gotta beat the best, and it looks like this guy's the best one on the team.
Yeah. Got him right out of there.
Right? And the guy was livid. Asahi was so mad.
Dropped his main character shtick.
Yeah. The plot armor was not thick enough. He's like, I thought I was the MC.
He was wrong.
Not this time. Yeah. So that's sort of cool. I mean, that was fun. It put in all to perspective a lot of things. Things are serious here. Japan's not fucking around.
There's no room for the power of friendship here.
That's right. It's all, I mean, there's, the whole point is that one person's going to come out of this.
Yeah.
Oh, the thing we didn't mention, that it's pretty important, is that one person is coming out of this, like we said, but everybody else in Blue Lock, they have to give up playing competitive soccer forever.
Yeah, banned from
it. If they lose. Yeah, they're banned from playing competitive for Japan ever again. And that's pretty much every character's dream in this show.
Yeah.
They want to be, like, the best of the best. So that's pretty important. But
even the ones who are like, I just want to be, like, vaguely important soccer person, they're fucked because they don't get to play at all on any level. They don't even have to be don't even get to be the best anymore. They can't even be the most average.
Right, right. If they just want to be on the team, they can't. That's not allowed. That's just, you know, that's sort of another thing to set the stage. It's like, we're serious here. You know, this is not a joke. We're actually, you know, doing this hardcore.
Yeah.
Japan government has fully funded this. They fully believe in it. Yada, yada, yada. After that thing and Asagi gets kicked off, we sort of go into that round robin tournament.
Yeah. Right into it.
We start to see, I mean, you know, a few things happen in between, but importantly, the tournament kicks off.
Yeah.
And what sort of, yeah, you want to frame what's happening in this?
Team Z gets their ass beat. Handed to them on a platter. They can't even put up a fight. Part of it is that they're kind of too busy, like, arguing with each other to even work as a team to play and fight. But also, the main guy, I think, Baro, way out of their league.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Baro.
He's built like a truck.
Yeah. Team X Baro. Yeah, what an animal.
He's his own team.
They do not do well. So, yeah, they lose that one, right?
Yep.
Yeah, pretty handily. But however, you know, it's okay to lose one or two. The whole system is that the top two teams advance, and then every top scorer from the losing teams that don't advance, that scorer advances.
Yeah.
So you either need to be the top two teams or just get the most team or most scores.
Yeah.
From the, if you're losing. And that becomes relevant in another battle.
Oh.
Of course.
Blew my mind.
Oh, yeah. It was, well, so what was the next one after Bar? It was the Team Y, right? With Nico and... Makawa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. With the, right. the hentai protagonist.
You think so?
Yeah, I guess you would know the trope. In hentai, the main male lead, he never has like visible eyes. He just has long bangs that's like covering them.
Okay. we'll talk about more as it comes up in certain ones, but you said there was a lot of like tropes and characters look like other, like some of these Blue Lock characters look like other characters from other anime.
Yeah, yeah.
So that it's no surprise that, or maybe it is a surprise, but apparently Nico has the hentai trope.
It's very funny and probably intentional, but you just look at that, I'm like, hey, you don't belong here, you're in the wrong anime.
That is pretty funny. I didn't know that. But we see his eyes a couple times.
You do.
Like, although that's the sort of like classic anime thing where like, you know, things are getting serious when they zoom in and have some crazy eyes.
Yep, yep, yep. Or when the character whose eyes are always closed, they open their eyes.
Yeah. Or if they're wearing glasses and you normally can see their eyes, but then this time there's like a glare on their glasses and you can't see anything. That's another one. That's a common one in Pokemon, actually.
Yep. Classic.
In the Pokemon anime. All right, so what happens sort of with Team Y versus Team Z? They sort of... Ego talks about finding your weapon.
Yeah. Yep, and everyone...
You want to talk about that?
Yeah, he talks about finding your weapon, and everyone has, like, their clear weapon, except the main character. It's like, hold on, I have to look at their names again.
Bachita has dribbling.
Good dribbling. Kunigami, he's got that, like, really good far kick goal thing. Mid-shot kick.
He's also one of the bigger built characters.
Yep.
You know, he's just a big, big guy.
Yeah. Chigiri, he can... run.
Well, we don't know Chigiri's.
Well, yeah, we know that one's a surprise.
Gagemaru has like a headshot.
Oh, I think his is specifically that he'll take the shot from wherever.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair. And normally it ends up being with his head.
Yeah.
Because that's just sort of how he can dive and get the most distance.
Yeah, I forget which one it is, but they can jump really high.
They were less relevant. I don't remember. But. Yeah, they're one of the whatever characters. I think it's Inamaru.
Ah.
Inamura, actually. But yeah, anyways.
Igarashi doesn't have shit. He's just here along for the ride.
He's one of those guys. He's the exact character that doesn't want to be the best, but wants to be one of the average players.
Yep.
On like the Japanese national team.
He had no business showing up here.
Was he the, he wasn't the last one though, was he? Or was he?
He was.
He was?
He was okay, very last.
Yeah.
He's just here because he doesn't want to work at the shrine.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Last resort. And so, like you said, Isagi doesn't know his weapon.
Yeah, he's got like inklings of it.
Yeah. He's got, you know, he says he can smell a goal, but he doesn't know what that means.
Okay, Tanjiro.
Smell the demons. Yeah, so this is sort of the first time he actually sort of figures out what his weapon might be.
Yeah.
Team Y and Team Z go back and forth a bit. Goals on goals, stacks on stacks.
Yep.
And Nico, Okawa's is that he can score like ridiculous goals.
Yeah.
And Nico, I think it was his ability to lead a team.
Pretty much. He was the facilitator.
Yeah. All valuable goal or weapons. Good stuff. But nobody too crazy, right?
Yeah.
Like, they're obviously good players, probably better than most of Team Z, obviously. But Isagi does something cool, and what's that?
Oh, he unlocks his weapon mid battle. And he learns that it's his I guess special spatial awareness. He's got good prediction sense. He can basically see the future, low key.
After the fight.
Oh, is it? What does he do then?
So this one is just he does that crazy like out of the blue goal from like midfield.
Oh, yeah, he just goes for it, wails it, and
he just, he smells it, he says he smells it, wails it in, and it gets the final goal. And then after that is what you're saying, where he talks with Chigiri, and Chigiri says, you have amazing spatial awareness. That's how you were able to be in that random spot.
Yep.
And so, like you said, he sees them. He literally sees them. he thinks about where everybody is on the field and what's the most likely play to happen that would benefit whoever has the ball.
He knows what random ass spot to be standing in to change the tides.
And they certainly are seemingly random at several times, but incredible weapon to have if he can master it.
True, true.
Next fight. So they win that one by the skin of their teeth. Next fight is versus Team W. Let me tell you, these two are freaks.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolute animals. Weirdos. So we have the Wanima brothers. One doesn't talk and always frowning.
Yep.
Has whack eyebrows. One talks for himself and his brother. Looks like a serial killer and has whack eyebrows.
Slightly less whack. At least the other one, they look like dragons. That's kind of cool. He's just dots. And they're not even on the right side. They're on the edges.
looks like he burnt his eyebrows off and then like penciled them in.
Does.
So the Team W doesn't have much, but they have these two brothers.
Yeah, the whole team's just kind of backing them up as they do their thing.
Right, and they play off each other really well. I don't remember if they're brothers or twins as well.
I don't think they said, but they are probably twins. It's a good trope because they're basically like telekinetically connected.
Yeah, they're super in sync. They know what each other is basically saying to them even without talking.
Yeah.
Super cool, actually. This is a fun one to watch. It once again starts off with Team Z in shambles. Oh, no, this was different. This team starts off with Kuon getting 3 goals.
Yeah, he steals the show.
Kuon says he's, like, in the zone. And then they go to halftime. Kuon says, I'm just going to be doing my Kuon thing.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good. They get back on the track. And Kuon fucking blows it.
He starts throwing, inting.
Like, horribly. Like, all my opponents in Smite. Or all everybody.
They're all your Kuon.
Yeah. Every teammate on Smite is my Kuon. So he starts, at first, it's like, oh, I missed this. I'm sorry. I should have dove for that or what. You know, mistakes that could be forgiven.
Yeah.
Unless you're Raichu, who says he's going to kill you.
Obliterate him.
But we start to piece together, and so does Isagi, that Kuon is intentionally throwing the match.
Oh, yeah, they've got and letting evil little smile.
That was terrifying, by the way. The one where he, like, lifts his head up and he's smiling.
Yeah.
it reminded me of, like, a Titan from Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
And the Wanima brothers, what do they reveal?
They reveal that Kuon told the brothers all the Team Z's like weapons, at least all the ones he knew.
Yeah, all the relevant ones.
Yeah.
I doubt he said much about Igarashi.
He's there. he can catch a ball with his face sometimes.
And he does. Yeah. So they basically, Kuon flips the side. He says, you know, if you guys lose, I'm the top scorer because I have 3 goals.
Yeah.
Versus Isagi's one, basically. Well, everybody has kind of like one.
The other guy, Kunigami, he's got the same amount of, what do you call it, goals, but it's like, Kuon's overall rank is higher.
Yeah, and the rank is higher, and they have the same fair play points, which means they don't have a foul or a red card against them.
Yeah. This is also the episode where we find out Chigiri had a knee injury.
Yeah, Chigiri was like a superstar, up-and-coming major Buko talent man.
Yeah. And then one...
And he fucking blew his knee out.
And then one little tear, now he's afraid to sprint again. Coward.
Yeah, we find out that's his weapon, or was his weapon, that he was an incredible sprinter.
Yeah.
Not only burst sprinting, but like max speed, long-distance sprinting.
Yeah.
Which is really hard to do.
Big runner. He was special muscles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they said, like, they developed a special way, and he's like, that's why you're such a good sprinter.
Yeah, but it's also why your knee tore like that.
Yeah, you're fucked, so.
Built like a horse.
And we also find out Chigiri was on a team with the Wanima brothers.
Yep, in middle school.
Yeah, middle school together. Well, I guess there would be boarding school, but yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing, really. But they start losing And Chickadee snaps out of it.
Yeah.
He goes into Ultra Instinct mode. And he breaks the chains that were, you know, slowing him down. Yeah,
yeah. Isagi, he thought he was that guy, but no, it was Chickadee. He was that guy. He got a goal all on his own. He passed to himself.
He did. I love that scene, by the way. The first time we see that.
Yeah.
Where Chickadee's like, nobody's there. And then Raichi's like, who the fuck are you shooting to? Nobody's there. I'm going to kill you. And Chickadee's like, I'm passing to myself. And he just like does another burst of speed. It's
great.
It sounds super corny, but it was actually really cool.
If he had failed to reach it, then it'd be corny. But he did it.
Right, he did it. He somehow passed the ball to himself. That's like that is a thing in soccer, but not nearly to the extent of what he did. His was like teleporting to the where the soccer ball landed. It's more so leading the ball forward and like even doing far kicks, but not to what he did. But it was really, I thought it was really cool.
Same.
It was a nice way to show off Chickadee's talent because he didn't really do anything in the first couple games.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently he was here just to like be given permission to quit soccer. Without it being, quote-unquote, his fault.
Right, he didn't want to quit, but he wanted a reason to not play.
Yeah.
Because he basically thought that if he couldn't play to what he was, there's no point in playing now.
Yeah.
But he sort of moved all that aside after seeing Isagi's goal and seeing how much Isagi cares. Chickadee's like, I want that one more time. Even if this is the last game, I'm going to go all out. I don't care about my knee. And they end up winning.
Yeah.
Super cool. Sending the Wanima serial killers to giving them an L.
Yep.
And Raichi, you know, blows up at Kuan.
Oh,
saying, once again, I'm going to kill you.
He's itching for it. He wants to end this man's life.
He really wants to just, like, commit an actual crime.
Yeah. So I noticed... You're watching the dub of this, aren't you, right?
Yes.
When I clicked on, I was at a loss when they started speaking English.
Sorry. I have been switching back and forth.
Oh, okay.
When I can put my full attention to it, it's in the sub.
I see. I was gonna...
It's in Japanese, whatever. I'm forgetting which one.
And
then if I cannot devote my full attention to it, if I'm like multitasking, it is dubbed.
I see. Because I was going to ask you what they call... Chickadee in the translated version, or because in the Japanese version they call him Ojo-sama-san, which is like basically literally it just means lady. It's like a mildly mean nickname because he looks like a girl.
Okay.
So I was wondering how and if they even translated that.
I'm not sure. It was like I don't even think I watched a full episode in English.
I see.
I think like there was just a couple times where I'm like. Doing something that I swapped to English. It wasn't even most, you know, 90% of it's been in Japanese.
Yep. Okay.
I also just like turning it to English because how drastic the voice acting is, the difference.
Yeah.
Most of they sound pretty similar, but the way they like, obviously the dialogue has to change to some extent.
Yep.
And so seeing the comparisons, no matter what show you're watching, I think is always kind of fun.
Yeah.
But, that was Team Y.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that was Team W.
Oh, yeah, Team W.
Yeah, they already beat Team Y. And then Isagi sort of understands even further what his weapon is. He knows that it's spatial awareness. He knows on the field when to use it. But he doesn't know how to, like, activate it.
Yeah, like, replicate it is what Ego said.
Right, that's better. He doesn't know how to replicate it and gets, like, constant success out of it.
Yeah, he's just getting lucky.
Right. Also, I'm not sure if we mentioned, but Kuan, once his deception was revealed, he was playing for the other team, so it was 12-10.
Oh, yeah, and they still won. They're that good.
They still won, yeah. And then Kuan's still a part of the team. He doesn't get any foul or anything for deceiving because Ego doesn't really care.
Switching sides mid-match.
it didn't really matter. He didn't actually break any, you know, technical rules. So.
I see.
Yeah, and then they fight Team V, or they sort of get introduced to Team V in the cafeteria, and then they fight them.
Quan's like groveling, trying to sell, trying to be an informant again, and they're just
trying
not
to sell
it.
Out again.
They're like, we're not interested in this.
And he's like, we don't need this to win. Wait, we get introduced to Sashiro Nagi, and he's like, he said something to the extent of like, wow, you need to try this hard to just to lose? That must be an asshole. Like, wow, this guy has a no care attitude.
Like, damn. That's something you keep to yourself.
No, he just says whatever he wants. This is another main character, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
This guy has plot armor up the ass.
Becomes main character. You're watching them play. They make a comment that, like, he doesn't actually know the rules of soccer. He's just doing what Rio tells him to. And I was just waiting for the moment where he, like, grabbed the ball with his hands or something like that. Like, because he just doesn't know.
Well, at this point, they've been playing for 6 months.
True.
Rio and I have been playing together. Yeah. And so this was a super good match. This was obviously the best one. It's the final match. Team of the, like, scrim, basically. Yeah. Team Z needs to win this in order to not be kicked out. Then they'll be second place, right behind Team V.
Yeah, and they're down a player.
Team V, basically. Right, they're down a player because they're not letting Kuon play. Team V doesn't need to win this, but they want to.
Of course.
Right, obviously you want to win. Team V will advance no matter what. All the players of Team V, because they're in first place. And what happens in this fight? Or in a fight. In this match.
Fight! Team V, this little trifecta, they're dominating the field. Team, what do you call it? What are they? Team Z, they pull off their cool maneuver, and they almost get the goal. Nagi looks at that, he goes, I could do it better. And he does hit better.
He does. He does a full-on bicycle kick into the ball into the goal.
He does indeed.
Like, infinitely better than what Team Z had planned.
Yeah, on every level. He, like, stops the ball midair, then kicks it.
Stops the momentum of the ball, controls it with his foot, in crazy stuff.
Man's been playing soccer for 6 months.
Yeah. Rayo's just like, hey, that looked cool. Let's do that. And Nagi's like, this sounds like a hassle, but okay.
Let's show him what's what.
Yeah, and we find out throughout the match that Zenitsu, his secret weapon, is also sprinting.
Oh, yeah.
Which is super cool because, you know, so far we haven't had overlapping skills.
Yeah.
Or weapons, whatever you want to say. But Chidi and Zenitsu have sprinting as their primary weapon.
That's right. So they become the ones that kind of battle it out. They're always on. Yeah. They're always on each other's asses.
Yeah, they pair up basically. You're always like on somebody. You're guarding somebody in soccer.
Yeah,
and so they end up guarding each other.
Speaking of which, there was a line that sent me. I was cracking up. The Raichi, the Bakugo clone, he's been assigned to be like Rio's stalker, and he's doing a real good job at it. And at some point, Rio, he's going like, man, this stalker is so annoying. And by Raichi, he goes, what, you gonna call the police on me?
I wasn't a huge fan of Raichi before this episode. This episode, I loved him. He was so funny.
It's great.
He had so many, like, that stalker comment just got to him and fueled him. It was so funny.
Oh my god.
He had another one that I can't quite remember, but it was just like one-liner after one-liner, and it was so funny.
Quality. He's like, I fucking hate being defense, so if you guys lose this, I'll kill all of you.
Yeah. It was so good. And we find out, they sort of start evolving, they say, as the match plays out. They're all being pushed, Team Z specifically, starts being pushed to their limit, developing their weapons even further.
Yeah.
Like, Kunigami's like, okay, I need to, you know, evolve to win this match. I normally shoot from this distance, about 28 meters away from the goal. How about I just fucking straight line it and just send it. Use my strength and kick the ball. And he does.
And it works out real well.
It worked out. It does.
I don't quite understand what happened because I don't know soccer, but it like the ball, because it was like, it didn't have any spin on it. So it like, or maybe it did have spin on it. So it like moved last second because it was supposed to be like, it was sent straight at like the center of the goal, but it swooped.
Yeah. Yeah. This one has, when it, typically when you kick it, it has rotation on it, it has spin.
Yeah.
And so it's going to, it's obviously not going to stay in the straight line. And so the goalie thought, this ball is going to have spin. I'll position myself to where it will end up being. And he obviously knows because they're all strikers.
Yep.
So he's like, this shot should be here. I'm going to position myself to block it here. And Kunigami, part of his evolution was being able to kick a ball without spin. And so it literally just from, it's like a ruler straight shot.
Oh, wow.
Full on. And so it has no drop, no spin, no left-right movement, no nothing.
Yeah.
And so that was one of his primary, like, evolution.
I see.
We also find out about Chickadees. His was top speed sprinting.
Yeah.
And so Zenitsu has better burst speed. He's faster just at the start of Chickadee, but, you know, long distance running, Chickadee is better.
Yeah.
And he will eventually outpace Zenitsu.
Yeah.
That was also super cool.
Yeah.
That pass where he's like, you might be fast, but you can't pass to yourself. And so he does that. And then Nagi's like, here I am. He's like, this won't work a second time. And it's just like, it was so funny because it was like, every level of that was like, I'm here. And so am I. And I'm here too. Because after Nagi shows up, Isagi uses his spatial awareness to be like, this is where Nagi's going to be.
Yeah.
And so I'll be here too to catch the ball that Chickadee is obviously going to pass to himself. It sounds like this whole like show sounds like such a meme.
It does. But it's,
and it really is, but they do it in such a good way.
They play it so well. Because in that same scene, Raichi, out of nowhere, he's like, also I'm here too.
Yeah. It was so, and Raichi shouldn't even be there because he's defending.
Like, blasting across the field.
He got tired of defending. Oh. It was so funny. That was also really tense as well.
It was. I think that's the one where everything mostly went right. But whoever kicked it last, Nagi, he comes busting in with a real Matrix move to kick the ball away from the goal, or he's got to like make his shot, and what's his face, Kuon decides he's back on the team and he tackles him.
Oh yeah, that was good.
Just straight fouls him.
Yeah, a foul to the point where he gets red carded, which means you're removed from the match.
Yeah.
And tackles Nagi, literally just eats him. And I love how concerned Rayo got.
They're in love, obviously.
Obviously. Do you want to talk about that? Because you sent several messages about that.
I bet it did. I'm watching it. I'm chilling. And at the end of each episode, there's like additional time where they do like cute semi-animated bits to show you more about the characters. And in one of them, it goes a bit more in on Ray and Nagi's like backstory, and in it there's like a scene where they're like one's riding on the back of the other's bike, and that's like textbook romance slice of life bullshit. I'm like, they're in love. Obviously. And then we get into the real episode, I'm like, wait a minute, they actually are in love. He's like, I saw his sad little face and I decided to try.
That was so good. Rayo starts like realizing that, you know, things are not progressing in their favor, and he's like, has no one to pass to, he can't get the ball away, they need to score, they're down a point. And Nagi's just like, he creates an opening, basically.
Yeah.
He's like, I decided to try, like you said.
He starts playing instead of just doing what Ray is saying.
Right. And that really worries Team Z because they see Nagi's evolution of Nagi's weapon unfolding before their eyes.
Yeah, and it's something.
And Isagi's just like, essentially, we're fucked.
Absolutely.
It's just like, we all have to level up because this monster just evolved before our eyes.
Nagi's just thinking, ah, what if I did this? And it just works out perfectly.
Yeah, it was crazy. So yeah, these three, we don't see much of the rest of Team V. It's pretty much these three carrying.
Yeah.
Nobody else is obviously very important. Somehow though, oh, everybody towards the last like 15 seconds, Team Z needs a goal, and everybody sort of piles on. They all move up to the goalpost.
Yeah.
And enact their weapons. Asagi knows who to pass to, because Kunigami's going to take a shot. It gets blocked. Then Gagemaru gets the rebound shot. It gets blocked. And then Isagi passes, I think, to Shigeru. Oh, no, no.
Oh, Bachira ends up with the ball at some point.
Right, Bachira ends up with the ball on the rebound from Gagemaru. Dribbles, gets even further to the goal, then passes to Isagi, who is literally on the other end of the field. Or other side, I guess not end, but on the left side of the field.
Yeah.
And he's like, pass to me, and he fucking full throttles it right into the goal.
Yeah!
And all of that was apparently due to Isagi's spatial awareness. He's like, I knew three times it was going to be blocked.
Yeah. I knew exactly where to be. I knew I would whiff the first one, and then I knew where to go after I whiffed it.
Yeah. And that's the end of the they win, obviously. Yeah. Do you want to summarize what happens after that?
Oh, yeah. They're told that the other buildings are still doing their, like, competitions, and that in the meantime, they just needed to do some really intense training.
To catch up.
Yeah. Because they're the bottom of the barrel.
Right.
And that is what they do for, like, I think it's basically a little over a week. Like 10 days.
It was 10 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they're all gathered in. The teams are like, they announce who got booted. They watch the fucking funeral procession of everyone leaving.
Yeah.
And they're all gathered, all the people who remain. I was so confused at first about when I saw all three of the trio from Team V. I was like, I thought they lost. Yeah. I was like, oh yeah. But they won every other one.
Right, they were first. So this game didn't matter to them. They like, wanted to win.
They're playing so hard, like it was the end for them.
Yeah, it really was. they you know, made it seem like it was.
Yeah, but yeah. And then Ego announces that there is no other four buildings.
And in fact, that you're all not technically last or as bottom of the barrel as you think you are.
Yeah. I just told and you that so you'd feel so desperate that you have to improve.
Right. And that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
From his perspective, at least. Nobody is happy about it, though.
Clearly it worked.
And it did, absolutely. And it got all the, you know, it whittled out the people that didn't need to be there.
Yeah. Well, not all of them.
Well.
Fucking Igarashi.
He's somehow there.
If he makes it through that first, second selection, bullshit. That's blood armor.
Yeah, well, the second selection is actually a bunch of, like, five different trials that they all have to pass individually by themselves.
Yeah.
That's pretty much where the core ends.
No, you just didn't watch episode 12.
Because it's leading up to the rest of the next core.
Well, you were wrong because it was an in-between phase, and I'm going to tell you about it.
All right, well, I'll watch it tonight anyways. So.
Yeah, basically, everyone's supposed to go one at a time. Oh, there's this really cool guy that has, I forget his name, but he, like, two balls and makes them hit each other midair.
Yeah.
Bust out the water breathing technique.
Yeah, he sends one curving left and one curving right, and they hit each other midair.
Yeah. And he's like, fuck all that, I'm going first.
That was Rin Itoshi.
Ah. Yeah. And then Isagi goes. And it's the first trial. The second selection will have five trials. First trial, it's you up against like an AI goalie, and you have to make 100 goals, and it like steadily gets difficult every so many levels.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw he passes, et cetera, et cetera. He makes it to the second part of second selection. And is there, you find out you need to make a team of three with whoever had passed. Clearly not everyone is passing at the same time. So you could sit there and wait for your friends to come through. Or you could choose whoever's there. what's he say? So it's Isagi and Bachira. They team up. And they're waiting
for... That seems like a good pairing.
Indeed. They're waiting for either Kunigami or Chigiri. And they're like, we'll just go with who wants to go first. But then... Nagi approaches him. And he's like...
Oh, no.
He's like, Isagi, join our team. I thought you were quite... you were interesting to play with, so play with me. And he's like, no, I'm going to stick with my friend Bachira over here. And Nagi's like, oh, okay. Then I'll join your team. And Ryo's like, what do you mean? I'm like, oh, no.
Betrayed, lover quarrel.
Leaving him behind.
No.
Broke my heart. No, I do see his logic. He's like, He's like, well, we played together and we lost, so I think we should separate for now for our bettering, which he has a point.
Yeah, up until then, they have not lost together.
Yeah.
Like, even outside of Blue Lock, all the work they were doing before that, they haven't lost.
Yeah. I'm sure they will be rejoining based on what happens later, but new team of three, they go in to another holding area, basically, where three more people are waiting. Just three more. It was the first guy who did the weird ball kick thing. There's this guy, another effeminate guy who like talks funny. And he's like there's a lot of emphasis when he says ore, which is like I, but like masculine. And this other guy who's like a bitch. He's like in tears constantly.
just a bitch.
Yeah. And they're all given new ratings, and those three are given like 1, 2, and 3.
No. even the bitch?
Yeah, even the bitch. He's like sobbing, and he's like, no one's gonna pick me, oh no. Oh no, I'm just a little boy. And then he's like number three.
Incredible.
And then the new team of Isagi, Bachira, and Nagi, they're given like 14,
15, 16. Jeez. Nagi gets like one of those?
Yeah, I think he was like 14.
Well, I guess he doesn't really know much about soccer.
Yeah, he's just doing stuff.
He's just obviously like physically insane.
Yep.
He has the raw talent, but like not actually... any of the in-depth learned skills.
Yep, and the second part of second selection is basically Red Rover, but like with soccer. You play a game, 3v3. Whoever wins, they get to pluck a player from the losing team and then continue onwards. And now they're a group of four, and then they do a 4v4, et cetera, et cetera. And the two, they do a 2v2. And whoever from that 2v2, if they lose again, pluck that player, and whoever's left gets kicked out.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Until it all boils down into one group of five.
Well, don't tell me about that.
Well, that's part of that description.
Well, yeah, but don't tell me who gets kicked out.
Oh, I won't tell you. No. I didn't watch that part. Okay. I just know those are the rules.
I gotcha. Yeah, I gotcha. Cool.
And yeah, that's second selection. What's his face? Chigiri and Kunigami, they finish about the right same time, and they team up, so they just need one more person, and I assume it's gonna be
Kuon. It's gonna be Kuon. Actually, it would be so much funnier if Raichi gets with Kuon.
Additional bits. They did like rock, paper, scissors to decide who would go, the order they would go in. And Reggie's last. He gets the last pick.
I like that they kept calling him Shark Teeth in the last match.
Oh, yeah. They're just dropping so nicknames left and right.
It was great. It worked out.
Hey,
it was nice because I only know part of all their names.
That is true.
I only, like, obviously what they refer everybody to. Worked out. So, that's... We don't always like do episode by episode, but we thought that was a good way to talk about all the matches and everything.
So much that happened.
Right. There was a lot of stuff. It's easier to break it down that way. Wolf, what did you think?
Oh, I love
the first core.
Great. I got to go. Now I really have to watch the rest.
Yeah. No kidding.
I have never been so into a sports anime.
For real. Yeah. And I probably will not be into another one like this.
That is fair.
yeah, this was like a 9 out of 10. Super enjoyable. Got me hooked like really easily. Kept watching. It was suspenseful. It was funny. Has good characters.
Yeah.
A lot of good stuff.
It's because they're not like evolving using the power of friendship. The characters have to actually evolve and change. Like they were all pretty good soccer players when they popped into here. And now there's like a reason they're getting better. There's reasons for why and how they are learning. Like even with the other guy, Nico, hentai protagonist, he goes through the exact same thing that Isagi went through at the beginning in episode 1, where he passed the ball and his teammate missed the kick. And he's like, from now on, I'll just be taking the shots. And that's what gets like, him to the next selection.
Yeah, he ends up getting like 3 or 4 extra shots from the rest of the matches after he lost versus Team Z. And he's like, yeah, I'm in control now. I'm him.
Yeah, I'm that guy.
Like, yeah, he's like, Isagi, next time we fight, or why do I keep saying fight? next time we play each other in a match, you'll lose. And Isagi's like, we'll see about that.
Love to see it.
Oh, yeah. And Chickadee's like, how many rivals does that make now?
Rolling in them.
I know.
Everyone was a piece of him.
Can't have enough. He is the MC.
True, true, true.
Wolf, I gave it a 9 out of 10. What do you give it?
I give a 9 out of 10, too.
Yeah, super excited.
Yeah.
It's a 9 out of 10 right now, but I could see this being a 10 out of 10, depending on how the next core goes.
Yeah.
It has a lot of potential. It's really good. We haven't mentioned it, but the animation is also really good.
Oh, yeah, it's quality.
It is really, really cool. No shocker, though.
I think this one was, like, directly Netflix-backed, too.
Oh, really? Yeah, fair enough.
Not Netflix, Crunchyroll. The other big company.
Yeah, I knew what you meant. go give it a watch if you haven't already.
Yeah.
Definitely recommend.
Waiting to be watched.
We should do a Year Ridiculous like recommended list.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
Like, post it, like what we like and recommend, like a cumulative one.
Oh, yeah, for the year.
Or, well, just like, yeah, as like stuff that we watch. You know? We're brainstorming live on those podcasts.
Oh, yeah. This is a sneak peek into the inner workings of You're Ridiculous.
Exactly. I think of bad ideas, I give them to Wolf, and then Wolf makes them good ideas.
Spit on them and put a little polish on it.
Right? It would be cool if we like had a cumulative list about all the stuff we have watched for the podcast and all the stuff we eventually will watch. And so we just rank it all. Everything gets added. That way people... And we could do, like, separate listings as well. Like, if people want to watch stuff that you like.
My trash people picks. Anyone wants to watch Real Estate in a Fantasy World.
If anyone wants to watch... what did you say before? Possible incest?
Oh, yeah. The possibility for incest.
Yeah.
The anime.
Anybody wants to watch that?
Or our hit cousin... incest chicken.
who wouldn't want to watch that? Oh my god. Anyways, that would be a fun thing to do. Create lists.
Yeah.
We might do that.
That'd be nice.
We could just like pin them to Twitter and stuff and Discord.
Yee.
Anyways, now that you've gotten past the brainstorming segment, Wolf, I hear we have a question of the week.
We sure do. If you could make up one... If you can make up or change one law of physics, what would it be? I got so wrapped up in doing the voice, I forgot how to read.
Lost in the sauce. Why don't you go first?
I would change the law of physics that's like things in motion tend to stay in motion and things at rest tend to stay at rest to things move however the fuck they want. If something's at rest, it could very well just decide to start moving one day.
I... don't want to live in
something
a world
in movement. It could just, you could be driving 80 down the freeway and your car decides we're gonna stop
and you fucking yeet yourself through the windshield
and then you just keep going indefinitely.
No,
oh, the chaos.
It's okay. I'm gonna go with mine because it's actually not that far away from yours. it's like tangential almost. I'm going to change the law of, the simple one, I'll change the law of gravity.
Ooh.
But only for outside.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I want, like, super low gravity for anything that's not in a building.
You
want
to live on a moon colony.
I want to, like, even a, like a, even more drastic than just, like, the moon gravity. I want to jump and be, like, 30 feet in the air.
Superman status. You jump, yeah, and you're in the next state over.
I'm, like, flying. I'm doing, like, the really, like, the huge jumps you see in, like, ninja anime and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, where they're jumping over tree line.
Yeah, yeah, you're dashing from branch to branch. Oh, I kind of like that.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Oh, I'm all about it.
I want, but only, so it doesn't affect things inside because I really don't want my monitor, like, floating all over the place. or I guess it's just, everything is low gravity, but it also has to be, like, stapled to the ground.
Yeah, or how about just people are low gravity?
Oh, that works too. That's probably better. I don't have to bolt my toilet to the floor. Or people, oh, or does it also affect animals? You just see, like, a moose in the air.
Oh, just bolting towards you like he's Reinhardt in the April Fool's update.
Oh, no.
Oh, speaking of toilets, I was at, like, a space museum or whatever, and they had, like, their space toilet on display, and oh, my God. It's so complex. You can't use it.
Yeah.
But they show you a video of how they prepare to use it.
Oh, good. Does it, like, show any ass?
It does not.
Oh, that's a shame.
You have to, like, strap in.
Wasted opportunity.
And there's multiple tubes.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Well, because there's one for, like, solid and liquid.
Yeah.
To put it delicately.
Yep. And they had to, like, as soon as when they started getting female astronauts, they had to redesign the whole toilet system.
Oh my God, why?
It didn't work for them. It was.
What do you mean?
It was fundamentally incompatible. Because, like, apparently when they do it, there has to be, like, a seal, so there's no leakage anywhere. And It was easier to make a seal on a dick than it was to make a seal on a vagina with like, the tools they had. So they had to scrap it and start over.
Like, okay.
It wasn't working.
I know that they've had to, like, update it based on who is going to be there long term.
Yeah.
Like, because it also matters the diets of the astronauts.
Yep, yep.
And so, like, you know, Russian astronauts, they're just, like, feasting on borscht and potatoes. It just, like, destroys the plumbing.
Yeah. Blowing up the bathroom every few hours.
Creating pipe bombs.
They get so heavy, they start sinking back into the Earth's atmosphere.
Oh, well, they should have just jumped down. Low gravity will keep it fine. Yeah, so you could jump to the moon. Who doesn't want that? You could live out the plot of Cyberpunk Edgerunners.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, me.
All I have to do is have someone die, and then I can go to the moon. That's all it takes.
Well, the lowest cost to entry.
Small price to play. Or small price to pay for moon play.
Oh, man.
Wolf, take it away.
I'm Wolf, taking things away. Thank you for watching episode 75 of You're Ridiculous. If you liked all that, be sure to hit the like, comment, and subscribe buttons, and hit the bell so you get notified of the next episode. And if you're watching on a podcast website, hit the plus and give us 5 stars. If you would like to keep up with us, you can follow us across the internet, the main cast at ridiculous_cast on Instagram and Twitter, and we are Your ridiculous_cast on TikTok because of a certain reason that starts with R. You follow Lucas at 7angrywasps without the E. And you follow me at rainbowdoes without the W. We hope to see you guys all again next week. Until then, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.